Andy here, and welcome back for day 4. Yesterday we offered some kindness to someone who helped us out, and today we're going to offer a bit of kindness to more of a neutral person, or maybe a stranger. This might seem an odd thing to do, but you can ask yourself, why shouldn't we offer a bit of kindness to someone just because we don't know them yet? As we discovered in part 1, a lot of who we are and who we become is down to factors from when we were children. We don't get to choose our parents, our location, how we're brought up, or what happens to us in childhood. The universe decides this. Why am I talking about this? Well, it's the same for people we know or don't know, whether our friends, enemies, or complete strangers. We judge them without really knowing them deeply, or even on a basic level. The truth is, we don't know who's tangled up in a personal struggle at any moment. Someone could push past you on a bus, then you judge them, get angry, but what you don't know is that they're late for work because they were up all night with a sick baby. Or maybe they weren't even aware they pushed past you. And if we just took the time, we'd see the bigger story in our interactions with others, and our lives would be greatly enriched. And as you know very well, most of the time, we're in our own little bubble, lost in thoughts, and we miss a lot in this state. Have you ever been on a packed bus or train, and a stranger has spoken to you, and totally thrown you? Suddenly your bubble bursts, you switch out to thinking, and then you're interacting, no longer lost in your stream of thinking. You should probably thank that person for waking you up. So other people can bring us back to the present moment. That's pretty handy, eh? So the more we try these meditation practices, the more we might let go of ourselves and give others space not to be perfect. And that includes the neutral people in our lives. The people we may see every day, but don't really know. And just a note, we're not creating fake kindness here. You might not be comfortable with any of these practices, and that's totally cool. If it helps, you can think of yourself as the scientist of you, investigating your responses to these practices. So I'm not saying we need to love everyone endlessly and hug a stranger. You need to tread your own path, but embrace that path and make it precious all the same. Okay, let's meditate. So, finding your comfortable meditation posture, sitting with a sense of uplift, tall and dignified, but feeling grounded, and feeling the weight of your body going down into the ground, and taking a deep breath in, breathing out, and gently closing your eyes. And as you do this, letting go of the day you've had so far, anything that's happened, and also letting go of any future worries, any concerns, any predicting into the future. Allowing yourself to arrive and settle into this present moment, and giving yourself a few moments, maybe sitting with a sense of your whole body, sitting, checking in with how you are right now, your emotional tone, any body sensations. And you can adjust your posture if you need to get a bit more comfortable. And now gently guiding your attention to your breath, your breathing, and tuning into your breath wherever it's most vivid for you right now. Simply paying attention to the sensations of your breathing as you breathe in and out, and continue to do this. Now allowing your breath to move into the background of your awareness and bringing to mind a neutral person. This could be someone you see each day, but you don't really know them that well. Maybe they serve you in a shop. Maybe your bus driver. Someone from the supermarket. Or perhaps a stranger you pass each day. You don't really know them, but maybe you interact with them in some way each day, even if it's just a glance or a look. And as we did yesterday, we're going to wish them well. So as you hold them in your mind's eye, saying to yourself, may you be well. May you be happy. May you be safe. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be safe. And continuing to do this. And now imagining a golden light emanating from your heart. And this light grows and shines outwards and out of your body. And it goes out towards this other person, this neutral person, this stranger. And it surrounds you both. Really visualizing the two of you. Surrounded by this golden light emanating from your heart. And as you do this, knowing that they too would like to be happy, comfortable, and safe. And they too are trying to navigate life, trying to suss out what it's all about. They too get hungry, get tired, have good days and bad days, have arguments with their family, have friends that they love to see. And just like you, they just want to be happy and safe. And continuing to wish them well, bathing in that golden light. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be safe. And now letting go of wishing this neutral person well and any effort you've been making during this meditation. And taking a deep breath in breathing out and gently opening your eyes. What was it like to relate to this neutral person, this stranger, in a different way? And in doing this practice, you might find you talk more to those neutral people, invest more in the conversation, rather than the usual chit-chat that we offer. That can leave both parties disconnected. When I do this practice with people, I'm kind of drawn to get to know them a bit better and see what makes them tick. And often they'll respond to me in the same way, and we create a new bond and a new connection. And this can really bring our days to life, our shopping trips, journeys on the bus. If we invest some time in those people, then it can bring a new warmth to our daily life. That's all for today. Tomorrow we're going to shift gear a little bit as we look at how we relate to conflict in relationships. And I'm going to give you a really helpful meditation for this. We're slowly moving further into the nitty-gritty of relationships now. Go well, take care, and we'll check in tomorrow for day 5.